ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The White House modifying its reciprocal tariffs on most of America's trading partners, pushing the previous midnight deadline of August 1st back 7 days in what the Trump administration is calling a new harmonized tariff schedule. Announcing this modification affects the tariff rate on nearly 70 countries. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
We've sent out 17 letters to countries around the world. And the rest of those countries that either do not have a deal or have a letter, they will be hearing from this administration.
Earlier, the president announcing that the U.S. and Mexico have an agreement to extend for 90 days a 25% tariff agreement as trade talks continue. Meanwhile, a panel of appeals court judges hearing arguments on Thursday voiced deep skepticism about whether the president actually has the power to impose these tariffs at all. In Arkansas, a suspect who was hired as a school teacher is being held without bond for the double murders of a husband and wife at a state park Saturday. This is ABC News. Local officials in Texas are facing questions from lawmakers about the response to torrential rains that led to historic flooding along the Guadalupe River earlier this month. More than 100 people were killed in the flash floods in Kerr County and surrounding areas. Kerr County Judge Robert Kelly testifying he had no warning this was coming.
We received no alerts suggesting an extreme weather event was imminent. For context, we received hundreds of alerts during the summer. This past July, we had over 80. My first indication that the storm was different came when I woke up to texts and calls from Chief Kidd, Sheriff Letha, and Dalton Rice.
Hours before thousands of Department of Education workers were set to be fired, the union representing hundreds of staff members filed a grievance opposing layoffs to the unit that handles $1.6 trillion in student loans. The filing alleges the firings will gut the federal student aid office that controls money that's used for millions for higher education. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price will continue to track wildfire smoke through at least Friday night, so air quality concerns. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s, and a light north breeze developing. For your Friday, mostly sunny skies and upper 70s. Currently 59 degrees. WTVW.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good.
Stop making music like this. We don't know either.
Until happiness is almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home. Oh,
guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me?
I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time. Till then.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. A great lineup of more classics on the way. And don't forget, weekday mornings from 6 to 9, Dan Marcus is back with the local news, timeless hits, and everything you want to start your day. It's all here on 97.9 WGBW.
Guys, Appleton is about to be full of music. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And it's here. You're excited. It's the Mile of Music, July 31st through August 3rd. A completely free music festival celebrating handcrafted artistry throughout downtown Appleton, showcasing local talents and so much more. There is a lot going on, and I cannot cover it in this 30 seconds. So head to WGBW.FM and click events to find out for yourself.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, any trick in a book, and I'll bait them, all that I can find. Everybody's hustling just to have a little scene. When I say we'll be cool, I think that you know what I mean. We stood on a beach at sunset. Do you remember when? Well, baby, it never ends. When you've made your mind up forever to be mine, I'll pick up your hand and slowly blow your little mind. 'Cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, in a trick in a book, and now, baby.
I'll I got home about a half past ten, there was a woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand, but she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter.
Yeah.
Local news, timeless hits, because the past matters. 97.9 WGBW.
Come walking over.
local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. I'm Chris Morrow. Looking forward to tomorrow between 9 and 2 when Laura McKenna is back on the air. A whole lineup of timeless hits and, of course, Lisa Hale's news, top and bottom of every hour. It is local news. It's timeless hits now on 97.9 WGBW.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Working on the chain, yeah.
is so hard. Give me water. I'm thirsty. My work is so hard.
Stranger in the black sedan, I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman, by now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you,
need you.
I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. And you know I love. In a crowd, well,
cause it's no good to mind. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
So shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC
News. I'm Dave Packard. President Trump signed an executive order Thursday slapping tariffs on many of America's trading partners, but the new duties are set to go into effect in 7 days, not Friday, as was anticipated.
The new announcement coming just hours before President Trump's midnight deadline. The White House announcing this modification furthers a reciprocal tariff rate against nearly 70 countries. Earlier, the president announcing the U.S. and Mexico have an agreement to extend for 90 days a 25% tariff agreement as trade talks between the two countries continue.
ABC's Alex Stone. Meanwhile, a panel of appeals court judges hearing arguments Thursday voicing deep skepticism about the president's sweeping tariffs. U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East Steve Witkoff and U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee visiting Gaza Friday to see the suffering there firsthand. The Trump administration revealing plans that will replace the White House East Wing with a 90,000 square foot ballroom. This is ABC News. A suspect is being held without bond for the double murders of a husband and wife at an Arkansas state park Saturday. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas has more.
28-year-old Andrew McGann, a school teacher who taught fifth grade and recently moved to the state to begin a new teaching position, now behind bars, charged with two counts of capital murder in an attack that police say appears to be completely random.
The suspect indicated that he did commit these murders.
McGann arrested overnight at the barbershop as he got a haircut about 30 miles from Devil's Den State Park, where Clinton and Christian Brink were murdered on Saturday.
The flight attendants on board a January 2024 Alaska flight that lost a door plug midair are now suing Boeing. Four separate suits claim each plaintiff sustained physical and mental injuries, severe emotional distress, and other damages. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley formally announcing his bid